Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachioruk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almone. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Barnes. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting seventh. The DH, Don Money. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Randy Lurch. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lurch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy, who is chasing the ball. Bernazard reaches third base with a triple. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bernazard scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski takes first base on ball four. Tom Pachioruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachioruk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive towards short. Almone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. Almone moves to second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. There goes Almon trying to get to home. Moore throws the ball into Simmons, who tags Almon, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Law moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lurch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is hit by the pitch. Thomas moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Ogilvie moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ogilvie scores. Money moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick fields the ball and throws to Barnes covering. Safe. Money scores. Moore moves to second. It's 3-2, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick fields it and throws to second for the out. Moore moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and scores. Molitor tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines, who is chasing the ball. Cooper reaches third base with a triple. Molitor scores. It's 5-2, Brewers. Chico Escarraga now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. It's 6-2, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ogilvie hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Lurch covering, for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Brewers. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Escariga fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Law takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Escarraga. Ogilvie moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Money reaches second base with a double. Ogilvie scores. It's 7-3, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Money trying to get to home. Baines throws the ball into Hill, who tags Money, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lurch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Paciorek scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernazard moves to second. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pachyorek takes first base on ball 4. Marv Foley pinch hits for Mark Hill. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baines strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Marv Foley now catching. Vance Law now playing third base. Richard Dotson now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Yount strikes out. 1 out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Molitor scores. It's 9-3, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Patchy Orick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Almon is called out on strikes. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.